Joined now by Jack Gervich, one of the recent call-ups to the Chiefs. Jack, first, congratulations and thanks for the time here. Adapting to a new group of guys and a new level, what's it been like for you?
I think, you know, going to spring training was a huge upside to, you know, kind of coming up to a new level. I knew a lot of these guys just from, you know, being with them early when I got there on January 19th, and the adjustment has been great. They've taken me with open arms and let me kind of, you know, just be the player that I am and that I, you know I can be.
You know, obviously a massive start to the season for you down with Palm Beach. After kind of a slow pro start for you last year, adapting from college, what did you take from that experience last fall into this spring?
Definitely that I needed to work on some stuff. When I got to Palm Beach, like the first time, like you said, it just, you know, I kind of got punched in the mouth a little bit, which was good going into an off season. So now I had something to work on and something to, you know, kind of dissect and figure out, all right, like, what did I do good or and what did I do bad and how can I, you know, move forward and, you know, build off it and become, you know, a player that I know I can be.
You know, one thing that jumps out just watching you hit is your other side approach, your backside approach. Not a lot of lefties naturally swing that way, I don't think. When did you pick up on that? Is that something that you've always kind of had, that opposite field approach?
I was kind of always taught that low-line drives are going to, you know, eventually turn into, you know, bigger home runs and, you know, some more loft. And, shoot, if you can go out to the other way, you can go out to the pull side. So yeah. I was always just taught, you know, hammer it to all fields and, you know, you'll be all right. And it was something that I was ingrained in when I was probably like 11 or 12 years old with my hitting coach. So I'm happy that he taught me how to do that, which is really cool.
It's very Votto-like to me.
I appreciate that. It's very kind.
So you went to USD, San Diego. What did you take from that experience, and how did that program prepare you for where you are now?
Giving me an opportunity since my freshman year, you know, really helped me kind of just develop and develop quick. You know, you get in there as a freshman and you fail a little bit, it's good. And then I went to the Northwoods, and then I went to go play in the Cape, and I got a lot of college at bats under my belt, which was massive for me getting out here. And you know, I just they turned me into the, you know, ball player, and not only baseball player, but just like human being that I am. And I couldn't be more appreciative of my time at USD.
You know, talking about the human being that you are, I read an article in the LA Times from your time in high school, and the columnist described you playing baseball like a little kid eating ice cream and having it drip all over his face and his shirt.
Sure.
Have you always been super outgoing and just kind of with a fun-loving aspect for the game of baseball?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I play first base, so I mean, when you get over there, I like to, you know, I'll chat you up a little bit. Yeah. I'll ask, you know, where you're from and everything. And yeah, I mean, shoot, you can't be too uptight playing this game. If you are, it'll eat at you. And so, even when you're struggling, even when you're playing good, it's always good to, you know, kind of just stay consistent with the outgoingness and, you know, just the approach to the game is always to be consistent. That's what I try to do.
Sounds like maybe a podcast in your future then?
Oh, yeah. Me and my boys back at home for sure. If he ever hears this, he knows who I'm talking about 100%.
Love it. You know, talking about SoCal for you growing up there, were you Dodgers, Angels, Padres? Walk me through your childhood baseball experience.
Dodgers for sure. I mean, going to San Diego, I like the Padres. I think it's a cool spot, but I'm a diehard Dodger fan since I've been a kid. I grew up watching, like, Adrian Gonzalez, my favorite player growing up, Matt Kemp, all those guys. Those guys made baseball so fun for me, and watching them play, you know, just sitting at the Dodger Stadium and just watching Matt Kemp go deep and, you know, almost have an MVP year, like, that was awesome. Like, I loved watching those guys play, and they inspired me to, you know, keep playing and do what I do now, which is awesome.
Was there a moment for you that you realized, hey, I could probably do this professionally?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, I'd probably say after my freshman year in college, I recognized that I hit the ball pretty hard, and I just needed to refine the approach a little bit and, you know, kind of just hit for maybe a little more average, and I did. And I thank my coaches at USC, all the hitting coaches there that have helped me do that. And, you know, I'd say after my freshman year of college, I didn't really get any looks in high school. I wasn't a really top prospect. I didn't talk to any teams out of high school. I was a freshman baseball player on freshman in high school. Like, I was a very just, you know, I was a good high school baseball player going to play college baseball.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Worked out okay.
Worked out just fine. I'm happy with where I'm at. And, you know, the, you know, road that I've been on so far in pro ball has been great. All the coaches out here have, you know, helped me do what I need to do to, you know, have some success. And I'm excited to just keep going here in Peoria and, you know, from further on.
Looking at how you hit, kind of going back to that, your batting stance is definitely a little bit unique, maybe more your pre-at-bat or pre-pitch routine, you know, moving the bat around a little bit. When did you start doing that, and how does that help you lock in?
Honestly, like, I wish I had a cool story about it. I really don't. I just did it when I was a kid, and I was kind of just, like, my thing. And I never stopped doing it, which I'm very happy I never stopped doing it, because people remember me for it when I, you know, go play them again. They're like, oh, like, you're the kid that did that. You tap the shoulders and stuff. But when I get into the box and I tap my shoulders, I feel at home when I'm in the box, and I relax, I take a deep breath, and I just start feeling, you know, loose and where I know I should be.
Love that. Love that. Well, you've certainly looked at home here in Peoria so far. Congrats on a good start. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.